W4, DJW, KN4, BWA.
BWA and Gerald GR.
PR, KN4, BWA. How you doing, Tom?
Doing pretty good. Just wanted to bring you up to date, Steve. There's QRM here and do not acknowledge, and you can talk right over it without any problem.
Okay, well, you know, that kind of single-digit mentality happens from time to time. We just ignore it.
Yeah. Well, hope you're having a good day. I'm sitting here watching Gunsmoke. I can't turn it down because the wife was watching it, too. I just wanted to bring you up to date on that, and it's things are being traced. So, no problem. It's been acknowledged several times.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm going to meet W4DJW up at the field. And, matter of fact, I'm about to pull in as we speak. I'm about here and fly my drone for a few minutes. And, meet W4DJW out here.
Roger. We still got a good signal. I'll let you go. You have a good day, Steve. And talk to you down the line. I heard W4DJW on there a little bit earlier. KN4VWA in Gerald TR-73.
Tom, always a pleasure. K4VWA, clear.
VWA, KZ4M.
Did I hear that right? KZ4M? The notorious other Tom? What's happening, baby?
I'm still here. I'm just trying to pull out in traffic. Yeah, I spoke to Mr. Dave earlier. He said he's coming over to see you.
Yeah, I just got in the truck. I'm only about 2.5-3 minutes from the field, and I just pulled up. He beat me up here. Huh. Yep. Well, I'm going to jump on out. Hey, you take it easy, bud. Just, where are you?
I just pulled out on Highway 14, heading toward Gurk.
Like a local. Grr. Alright. Well, listen, you be safe out there. Don't run over anybody. I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA. Clear.
Roger, roger. You guys have fun. Don't break nothing. 73. KZ4M Mobile. I'll be clear and listening.
I want to hear all about it later, Steve. W4NGU. Good flying.
Hey, bud. I'd hang in here and talk to you. I'll call you later on the radio on the way home and let you know how many pieces I got left. Later. KN4VWA, clear.
W4, never give up.
Hey, Phil, I think I'm going to go over and try out my skeet shooting. I'll be hiding in the woods over there. KZ4M.
I like that. That'll give him something to dodge. Looks like we need to do some direction finding, doesn't it?
Oh, it's in the process right now, so I hope they keep it up. I hope you're doing okay there, Mr. Phil.
Met you the other day. I had looked over the roster. I had to call another ham, and I saw your name there, so glad you're doing okay.
Yep. Myself and KN4LBO, we're both doing fairly well. I'm still kind of concerned about her sanity because, you know, I'm still around. But anyway, I just heard you come in there heckling the Steve, so I had to yell at you.
Well, sounds like a winner. Tell her hello, too. Yeah, we wondered about that from the start, but there's just no accounting for some people.
Roger, roger. Well, you take care. Hopefully I'll be able to see you soon. Maybe all this stuff will die down soon. We start having physical meetings again. My DAV group is actually going to meet physically next month. So that maybe we can get a little bit more stuff done. But anyway, in the meantime, you need me for anything, give me a yell. And good talking to you. You take care and have a good weekend. KZ4M, I'll be clear listening.
Okay, brother, we'll see you soon. I just stopped at Bucky's to pick up some of that good barbecue on Roper Mountain Road. So we're going to have a little bit of that. Talk to you later, W4NGU.
You earlier, but you had stepped off, so I let you go have your lunch. I hope you're doing well. KZ4M.
Yeah, Tom, good to hear you. Don't know where you've been, but you ain't been here. I mean, been around. Nobody comes here with this COVID. But at any rate, I hope you all been well and your gal there. You know that what's on there now doesn't sound man-made. It sounds like something stuck, and but they'll track it down, I think. At any rate, it's a beautiful day. I'm showing 55 degrees, 22% humidity, and northeast wind spiking up to 6 miles an hour. And that spaghetti and what do you call that bread, Bernice? Garlic bread and all that stuff and corn. Oh, it was good.
Roger, roger. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I agree with you. It's too regular, I believe, to be man-made or intentionally man-made.
Roger. Well, there was... shall we, in HF terms, a pirate on there earlier, but nobody'd acknowledge it, so that's the way to do it. And it was tried like 3 times. But this other, if your hand would wear out, if you were sitting there keying it. And besides that, you can talk over it real easily without any problems. Oh, you're going out skeet shooting. I envy you.
Harassing Steve there. I knew he was listening. Him and Dave were flying their aircraft, and that's what I was telling Fields. I was going skeet shooting. I was going to go hide in the woods and see if I could test their piloting ability.
It's General TR. Well, that sounds more like me. shoot. Yeah, that's been done before. And these guys fly them over swimming pools and such, and they get shot down. And I assure you, that'd be the case in this neck of the woods up here. But right now, I'm just watching Paladin. He's been shot at. And he's got a jug in his right hand he took from some old boy. I don't know if those two things should mix, but they might be good for shooting drones.
In his hand, maybe that's why he's getting shot at.
No, looks like some old buffalo hunter. I don't have any sound going on it. I'm just sitting there watching it in black and white. Yeah, I had to cut out for lunch, and I got to go downstairs and work on a battery charger. Prisma Health called and rescheduled our second vaccine, and it was actually about 10 days earlier. Of course, one of our appointments was 10 days earlier, and they just put us both together, which I sure am appreciative of them doing. Now if they just get the vaccine on and carry on, that would be for us. I'm not looking forward to that second shot. I heard it's kind of rougher than the first shot. But if you don't get it, you don't have any protection against the South African and the European one as much, they said.
Rugger? Well, I'm just holding out. I'm holding out till they actually come up with an actual vaccine. When they do that, then I'm going to go get my shots. But right now, with it just being a shot, I ain't getting it.
My nephew, who's been a scientist and the CEO of a drug company for 30 to 40 years, he's an advisor to the University of Kansas for companies going through the FDA approval, four different companies. And I asked Mike, I said, are you getting this shot, this RNA type shot? He says, I'll be the first in line. So you can take that with a grain of salt. I think you're making a mistake.
Well, I think I've already had it. I'm planning on going here soon. I was waiting for K4LBO to get available too. And I'm going to go donate, and I'll find out if I've got the antibodies in me or not. But I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying that I've got too many things that I don't want to add something into my body that's not going to do what they are trying to tell everybody it's going to do. I think it's great for people at high risk because it keeps you from getting it as bad. But, I hate the fact that they call it a vaccine when it's not a vaccine.
No, it's a vaccine. You get it in a hypodermic. I don't know how you're coming up with that theory, but all these theories about it being bad, I'm not buying it. But at any rate, to each his own. And by the way, my son-in-law's uncle down here, whom I greatly admire as an ex-Marine, he went to one American Legion meeting, and he's an officer in it, and he wound up in the hospital with COVID for about 3 weeks. On a I don't know if he ever got to the ventilator or not. They were saying that I think he did, and he's a huge guy. But then I think his wife got it, didn't she, Bernice? Okay, Jan didn't get it. He stayed away from her because she's got lots of problems. But Tom, after all of the needles they stuck us with in the military, everything under God's green earth, I don't think this extra one's going to bother you any.
I'm all for anybody who wants to get it to get it. I'm not against it one bit. That wasn't what I was saying. I'm just, you know, if you look up, you can look it up online or in a dictionary, find the definition of vaccination, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy, but like I said before, it's keeping people from getting that sick, and a lot of times from even being symptomatic at all. So, I thoroughly believe that people should get it if they feel like they need it.
Yeah, you got more background than that, and I do, so I see what you mean now. But you'll have antibodies, and I know Rusty had it and was confirmed and was sick with it, and I think they told him you'd have to ask Rusty W2T. I think after 30 days, the antibodies aren't there, or else at any rate, you can go get the shot, but you got to wait about 30 days.
Have you and Miss Bernice been getting out anywhere, or have you just been homebound?
No, we're staying sheltered. We've gone down to the daughter's a few times, but we wear masks there, and they wear masks. And if we go to the store, like Aldi's and that, we'll be there when they open the door and get our groceries and get out. We have went to Sam's and Costco's once, but they were at the retired time of day that they allow, and we never got around anybody, and we do the self-check. So we've been trying to be as careful as we possibly can, Tom. Of course, I got a lot of medical problems in my background, as well as congestive heart failure and four lung surgeries and things like that, goodies in my background that the doctor said, you're not, how did he say that? He said, anyways, I was extra, and I needed the vaccine very much so, and that was my heart doctor.
I could see that, definitely. But I tell you what, it turned out to be a pretty day today, and I've been doing nothing but running around. We did VE testing this morning, and I left there and went by and saw Miss Sharon and took her to lunch, and then I had to go home and do some stuff at my house, and I should have been at home all day. I could have maybe got something done, so I'm trying to get back before I lose daylight right now.
Have you, Tom, do that testing? Was it down at the old Red Cross building? They're doing live testing.
We've been doing it the whole time. When it was at its height, we were actually doing it in the vehicle. People would stay in their vehicles, and we would do it that way. But, we've been doing it back in the building for maybe 3 months? I believe it's 3 months.
No, I think things like that can be done with social distancing and a mask. And Bernice's been making her mask, and we figured out a way to put in one of these filters that'll filter down to viruses. And it's an HVAC filter that has got a very, very high rating on it, and it'll filter down to a few microns. And she inserts those inside of it. So we actually have three layers of protection with ours, and I get winded a little bit now and then, and I'll pull it up a little bit to get a breath of fresh air and let her back down. But that's the only drawback to them. They do inhibit the air coming in quite a bit.
Anything like that. I've always had... didn't care for having my face covered, and that's kind of odd because I'm good scuba diving, good with a firefighting mask on for the SCBA. I could tolerate that, but any kind of fabric, I never have liked over my face. But I know a lot of people have serious problems with that, and I'm glad I'm not one of them.
Well, generally speaking, you're doing the public a favor to cover up something that ugly, though.
Well, that's the reason, you know, I haven't heard any complaints yet from anybody that's been around you.
This is N0TR. That was a good one. You sound like ND7J there. And I'll give you, that's one. shoot, Tom. Well, I'm glad to hear you're having a good day and getting around and all that. Yeah, the material don't bother me. Bernice makes them out of a good material. And I know Ariel and I looked up what would stop a virus, and those N95s are down to like one or two or three microns, and these aren't quite that level, but they're real close, as near as we can calculate it. So, I had to go back in a couple of days ago and get my right eye, I guess it was right. Yeah, I just checked it. lasered again. The sack around the lens got a little bit clouding. Oh, wow. That really made a difference. They said that wasn't too unusual after having your eyes lasered. So they're going to do the other one in a month because the insurance won't let them do both of them at once. I hate that because then you go back down there and you're around more people again. And I just don't, I haven't been around many people that much. And they keep you distanced away, but you know what? That air is circulating all through there. That's an airborne virus.
I think it's a crying shame. The people that actually, and that's like right now, people that actually need to see their physician and actually need to see them, they're having to do it online or on the phone. And but they'll make you go for things that, you know, maybe you shouldn't have to, or maybe you shouldn't even go, and ask you to come into the office. It's funny, my doctor all the time, he won't see me, but I had to go into his office to get my blood drawn. And I'm like, dude, why don't we just do the whole thing here at one time?
I want my money.
Yeah, that's really a good thing. Well, that throwed me off. Somebody said something in there. No call sign. I don't know who it was. But at any rate, this is the first time that Bernice's heart doctor last week, she got to go in for an in-person appointment. And I get to do chemical stress in June, I think, and an actual appointment. I was surprised. And the other ones have all been doing video appointments, which is all right if you're not sick. But I'm not crazy about it. Other station, you got a call sign. Go ahead.
Whiskey for Whiskey. Oscar Seward. Named Rod. And I was just going to say, all these doctors and all that, they want their money. You get a virtual visit now over the phone. But you know what? They're still tapping your insurance for that big old whopping bill that you came in there for your visit. They ain't stopped that, but you can't hardly see a doctor nowadays.
Hi, Rod, W4WOZ, the man of Oz. Go ahead, Tom.
I totally agree. I don't have an argument there, so I'll let you go ahead and pick it up there, Tom.
I'm getting ready. We got 8 new girls out there, and I need to go out there now and feed and water them. I did the other side earlier, and we got some speckled Sussex, and they're kind of pretty. They're about 10 weeks old now, Tom. Well, it's good to hear you. Don't be such a stranger, and when it gets back to norm, look forward to seeing you someday. And you take care, and when you go to that meeting there, you wear a mask. Say hello to the lady with you there in 73s. I'll turn over to you, Waz, but I can't stay. I got to go. This is in 0TR.
It was good hearing you talk. Don't talk much on this one, but you gotta do more listening than anything. But anyway, fellas, y'all be very careful and take all the precautions you feel necessary you need to. That's what's great about America. You can decide what you want to do. 73 is all the way around, and y'all have a good afternoon. W4WOZ.
Well, 73 to both of y'all. Good talking to you, and I hope to get up with you again soon. This is Kilo Z4 Mike. I'm going to be clear and listening.